You are now listening to the Frocast, presented by NappyAfro.com. Here are your kings of slander, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, and King Germ, a.k.a. the most electrifying man in podcasting history.
You are now tuned in to the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. This is the Frocast, episode 227. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, a.k.a. Shupak Shakur. And today's shoes of the day are the Jordan 11 Concords, baby. I'm going with a classic today. I'm sitting there with the homie King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bruh.
What's going on, people? It's your boy King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast of the day, a.k.a. the Black Al Bundy. I didn't make that one up, people. It was coined last night by B-Eazy. He told me, I live just like Al Bundy. He said, you work at a shoe store, you look at women all day, you're not going to fuck nothing. And,
wow.
And yeah.
Wow.
Okay. I live off my past glories. That's what he said.
Hey, it's interesting you bring B-Eazy up, man. I got a gripe.
Look, he said, I got two kids, a dog. Like, he said, you mad? Like, hey, the bruh just, I was like, damn.
He drilled you, bro. So then he's saying that Queen Germ is Peg?
He just saying I'm the Black Al.
It's just you. It doesn't have anything to do with everybody else.
Yeah, nothing to do with that. Because I wasn't going to take offense to that. So like, you saying my daughter's a slut and dumb?
Damn. Yeah, that's not good. That's not good. I have to go ahead and air a grievance since this is my only outlet now.
Okay.
I think I got fired from the Four Horsemen, man.
It's all right, man. Listen, man. I wasn't going to say nothing, man. But, yeah, I peeped that too.
Like it wasn't even because it wasn't even like, you know, we handled this until something. Like, you just gone. Like, we got all these new audio drops come in, and I was listening. I was like, hey, I'm not mentioned there. And I listened to the last two episodes. I was like, hey, I think I got fired.
Hey, man, just stop watching wrestling, man. Just like, fuck it, man. You know what I'm saying? But I think this is what they want to cause. They want to just, you know, draw lines with the podcast. And, you know, because they say me and you, the Frocast. I guess. Look, GQ Blue, be careful. B-Eazy's going to leave you soon. Just don't know. Just know. You're going to come crawling back. It's all right. Because B-Eazy's going to and you're going to need somebody to do the show with. And you're going to call Saul or trusty Saul Wright to help you out. So don't worry, Saul Wright.
I can't really blame him because, you know, I'm kind of an asshole when it comes to my days off. So the schedule's changed. And the only way to get these recordings in now, because I work nights and everybody else in the normal free world works days, is that I have to do it on my day off.
Yeah.
And I like my days off to actually see my wife because she works days too. You know what I'm saying? So I don't really like fucking recording on my days off.
Yeah, I get that.
But I figured that we would work it out on some of these days. You know, the GQ, you know, since he worked for the president, he could just call for a day off whenever he wanted or something. Yeah. But I don't think that that's in the plan anymore. I think I just fired. I'm fucking gone, man.
Damn.
That's cold-blooded, man. I hope it don't affect my pay. Because if you start fucking with my money, we got a problem.
I mean, technically, you're not doing two shows anymore, so,
you know. Oh, shit. Now, that's not my fault, though.
Expect a different. I mean, they might get you to the end of the month. I mean, today is the 29th, so you might get to the end of September.
Damn.
You said last two shows? Oh, yeah. You might be done.
No, it's been a minute, man. Like, it's been like two pay-per-views.
Man, you're done. Man, you're not. So that's why when y'all be calling me a fro horseman, I ain't no fucking fro horseman, man. Fuck that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not no fro horseman. Fuck that.
Wow, really?
No, I'm not affiliated with that shit.
Fro horsemen are the four, like the main four of the site.
Fro horseman is a podcast on Nappy Afro that I'm not a part of.
But it's a metaphor for the site, man. It's like the four people who really run it.
It's all right. Nope. Don't try to. Look, sorry, them niggas kicked you out. You still trying to protect them niggas. Fuck them niggas, Saul Wright.
Damn, man.
Then he had a decency to say, yo, Saul, your schedule not working with us. And, you know, sometimes pay-per-views come out. And, you know, when Val Venus come out there, you don't be, you know, and we want to talk about it, but you don't be able to. And so, you know, Sonny, you know, you know, saying, I know you watch Sonny, you know, shake her boobs and the puppies and all that. And the king went off and all that. But, you know, you're just not available. Like, we need
Damn,
you to.
Man. You know what else is funny, too, is that before we were recording this shit, like, I remember I'd have to go in and back in the text archives, which I have all of them on my phone for, like, 5 years.
Right on his Meek Mill shit. We get it later.
B-Eazy used to be, like, adamant about what days we posted. He was like, Saturday or Sunday, you know, if there's a pay-per-view on Sunday, I want y'all to get it up on Saturday. And if there's no pay-per-view, it goes up on Sunday. They just put this shit up like on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, whenever they feel like it, they just put it up, man. I feel disrespected.
Hey, man.
I demand a recount. Demand a recount. I'm going to two doors.
I heard you being replaced by this dude named John Paul something. Or
JPM taking my spot?
That's what I heard. They said another JP was going to fill in.
Damn, man.
That's what I heard. That's just, maybe that's a wild rumor. Maybe, hey, but damn. I heard some rumors. Look, I was in Nappy Afro break room the other day, you know what I'm saying, making my Earl Black tea. And, yeah, that's what I heard.
Man, let me go ahead and grab this steel chair, man. Grab this bat and start hanging from the rafters, man. It's about to go down.
Yeah.
It's about APM. To go down, man.
Whoever that is.
Chop on Mike, man. You know what I'm saying? He one of the regulars. He fucked with the site all the time.
Not affiliated with that show at all, man.
Damn, man. But he fucks with the Frocast, too.
So are you saying he's the RT3 of the Fro Horseman?
Well, he actually fucks with the whole site. So he commented on the Frocast every once in a while. I don't know if he's commented on watching movies and shit. But he's commented on the Frocast a lot. He fucks with the site, man. He's good people. I ain't got no beef with JPM at all.
There you go, man. But yeah, he's your replacement, man.
Damn, well, there it is. I got fired. I got future endeavors, so it's just me on the Frocast, and then, you know, man, if I decide to be an asshole and I don't want to do the Frocast one week, then I might get fired from that, too.
Mm.
I might have to start doing reviews now, man. I have to start back at the bottom.
Yeah, man. Work your way back up, man. You'll be on fries in no time.
Soon I'll be washing lettuce. Hey, man, you know, I do what I can, man. But let's get to this podcast, man. Let's get to the topics. This one's going to be heavily King Germ. Why? Because there's a lot of music topic on here. And apparently, shit. I don't know what the fuck's popping in the music world right now. We talked about last week, we kind of mentioned the beef with The Game and Meek Mill.
Yeah, but now it's evolved. Sorry, right?
It's evolved. Let the people know what's cracking, man.
Okay, last week we talked about The Game and Meek Mill beef. And, you know, we told you how The Game, how he threw a couple of disses at Siegel the rat something, whatever called the
whatever that damn
sneak, whatever it was, the Meek Mill disc that Game had. You know, so Siegel, he comes out, him and Game, they make a phone call, they squash they beef, you know what I'm saying? Because like Game said, in the song Siegel, you went at me. You said you was gonna come be in LA in 3 hours. He said, knowing what kind of person you is, I'm figuring like, yo, Siegel gonna show up in 3 hours, so it is what it is. So he asked him, are they straight or was it just music? He said, oh, you know, nigga, you saying you gonna come after me, nigga, I just fired back. I did what you would do, Siegel. So they settled they beat. And then it come to find out, you know, Game told Siegel, like, yo, you let Meek and them gas you up, you know what I'm saying, to do some shit that you know what I'm saying, you put your nose in somebody else's beef. And him putting his nose in somebody else's beef got him snuffed at the Puffy show, the Bad Boy show, reunion show, whatever. They said Siegel was there and Meek boys ran down on him. Siegel said he was there with just like his wife, kids, and maybe like two niggas. You know, the Dream Chaser click came through and some nigga came through and sucker punched him. He wasn't even looking or nothing and dropped this nigga. You know what I'm saying? He ain't get knocked out. He got knocked down.
Which is easy to do if you're not expecting a punch and that motherfucker come out anywhere. You get knocked down.
Anybody blindside you, sucker punch you. You know what I'm saying? And like Siegel said, the nigga had a chance to, you know, square up with him, but he didn't want to do that. He wanted to take the sucker way out. You know what I'm saying? Everybody know these new niggas, they love
sucker. Wait. So you saying that the dude sucker punched him, and then he stood up and was like, yo, let's shoot the fair one. And dude said,
Nah. He had the opportunity to shoot the fair one first.
Oh, and then after he turned around, he busted.
Yeah.
Ah, that's some bitch shit.
Yeah, it's one of them situations. So... yeah, so then that happened, and then so now Meek Mill and Beans, they beef, and you know Beans went on a Tax Season podcast and he did like a whole 2 hour, you know, just gave like stories of how like Meek ain't really respecting the Philly, he ain't a real nigga, nobody knows his name in the streets, niggas laughing at him, he making Philly look bad.
Did I miss something?
Yeah, man. Then like he was like the real reason he's saying the reason why Meek he thinks the reason why Meek went at Drake in the first place, because one night they was laying in bed, he looked over at Nicki and asked her, like, yo, you fucked that nigga? And he was like, her answer didn't sit right with you.
Okay, so wait. Help me follow the bouncing ball here. Game and Meek got beef. Beans jumps in on Meek's side.
Yeah. Well, he helped. Okay. I left this part out of the story. after they asked him about the disc, Bean said he helped write some of the disc. Now, niggas thought they were talking about he helped write Meek verse, but he was saying he helped write O'Malley verse. You know what I'm saying?
Meek felt some kind of way about that shit.
Like, oh, you trying to say I'm getting niggas right for me? Then that's when they started getting in.
I bet. Does Meek write his raps in all caps?
Yeah.
I mean, he always yelling. I wonder if he write it down.
Hey, Meek, look, hey, whatever keyboard he got, that shit is wore the fuck out.
So now Meek is beefing. He's still beefing with Game. And he beefing with Bean.
Yeah.
And he's still allegedly beefing with Drake.
Yeah.
Is Meek hot enough to carry three beefs?
Nah, that's the sad part about it. Like, he's not hot enough, but that's how he keeping his name out there. You know what I'm saying? That's how Meek's keeping his fucking name in the streets, is by he constantly beefing with niggas. And, like, I don't get it. I don't get it. These new niggas, man, they do whatever they got to do so already to be popular, man.
I guess so. If there's no recourse to the beef, like, if you're not going to put out an album or take some action or... What the fuck is it really a beef, or are you just mad at a nigga? Cause
I mean, it's a rap beef. It ain't personal, but I mean, it gotta be personal.
If you punch a nigga, it's personal.
Like, yeah. Now that you done lay hands on me, now that's personal. You know what I'm saying? Like that, but you know what I'm saying? That's personal. You know what I'm saying? The lyric shit might be one, but like you said, like Siegel said, Meek, you can't fuck with me rapping. Like, so don't even go in that, you know what I'm saying? Now, I don't know if 2016 Siegel can out rap Meek. I think he could. He told him that nigga, he said, you ain't got no classics, nigga. He said, you ain't got no music that's gonna live on. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's like, I'm a legend in the game, nigga. You ain't shit.
Damn.
Shout out to real rap legends like Dragon.
What?
He dissed Game, told him some don't ever make. I mean, he released a diss freestyle to Game because Game mentioned his name in a song. He said, I'm the DMX, you niggas just drag on, you know what I'm saying, like that. So he took offense to that. And so he released a freestyle talking about he's a legend in the game. Drag on is a legend. Drag on.
Like everybody wants to be a legend now. Like, you might be a legend in your house.
How is drag on a legend? You was part of a legendary crew.
Your ad lib may be legendary.
Yeah, only legends in Rough Riders is the Lox, DMX, and maybe Eve.
And we reaching for Eve.
Yes.
Like, she's on Nas level, living off her one album. Like,
damn, she ain't even on Nas level. Chill, shorty. She you know, the Brat is a female legend.
Absolutely.
Brat, Salt Pepper, MC Light, Latifah.
Jean Grey, I believe.
No, she's not a legend. No.
You don't think so?
Eve is above Jean Grey.
I don't know, bro. I mean, commercially.
Eve did more for the female genre. Eve did more for the female genre than Jean Grey did, man.
Commercially, yeah.
Period.
No, there's no backpackers fucking with Eve over Jean Grey.
Nobody knows who Jean Grey is.
There's no backpackers fucking with Eve.
They do. They probably got a record player in their house.
There's no backpackers fucking with Eve over Jean Grey.
I'm just saying. I mean, for the female game, when it's all written down, Eve gonna get the nod. Little Kim, Foxy, all them above Jean Grey. Jean Grey's in the Bahamadia, you know.
So if you could put an album together, and you could pick from those, pick two.
Two female rappers?
From the ones you named, yeah. Salt Pepper counts as a unit, so that's one pick if you want to pick
them. I wouldn't pick them. They ain't right there on rhymes.
We talking about an album that's gonna sell and be dope.
Ah, man. Woo.
This shit gets rough.
I say, man, I'm gonna take the easy way out. I'm gonna say Brad and Latifah, man, bump.
Probably be a good album. It's probably gonna get numbers. I can't even argue with that. The Brad has to be a pick.
Yeah,
she can rap any style. It's gotta be the Brad. You might not, you know, depends on which Brad you get, I guess, as far as the video goes. But it's gotta be the Brad.
She gonna do the Drake shit. She gonna sing and rap for the niggas.
Hopefully, she not singing.
Slide through the late night.
Yeah, don't know that. What was that? That Lemonade and whatever the fuck that album was. Limelight.
Dope though. She was singing on that though.
Yeah, the Queen started singing like in the early 90s. It was like,
she flipped it over.
That shit. Goddamn, it's got to be the Brat. I don't know if I'm picking. Jean Grey don't do numbers. She does tour numbers, but she don't do commercial numbers.
Jean Grey on the same level with Boss and Nonchalant.
Nah, she's more relevant than them.
Entice.
Holy shit. Why are we slandering Jean Grey right now?
I'm not slandering, I'm just saying.
Entice, nigga.
Entice was nice.
Come on, bro. Nonchalant, like, that's two songs. Champ MC. Like, is that where we going with this? Boss with two songs on one album?
Lady of Rage. Lady of Rage actually above
Lady, I was about to say, Lady Rage is pretty damn, she's heavy in the streets. Mia X, heavy in the streets.
Mia X, above, way above Jean Grey.
Yo-Yo.
Mia.
Yo-Yo, heavy in the streets.
Hey, I just named a lot of good female rappers, man.
And now what we got?
We ain't got none.
Got Teyana Taylor.
Well, man, she rap. She does music.
She did a mixtape like 3 years ago that people are just now, white people just found out about who she is. She did a mixtape like 3 or 4 years ago. Teyana Taylor made
music, bro. I ain't know what she did.
Yeah, she actually got bars. She's talented.
I thought she was an actress.
She's talented. She does it all. Like, she could be out there, but I don't know what happened. Who else we got? Nitty Scott MC.
Got Nicki, Remy.
Rhapsody. Rhapsody should be huge right now. The fact that she signed with Jay-Z scares me, to be completely honest.
She's managed by Jay-Z, right? She signed to Jamla.
No, I think she got signed by Rockefeller.
Oh, shit.
I think she not ditched. I think she left Jamla to go with Jay-Z, which horrifies the fuck out of me. Yeah, we gotta fact check that. Nitty Scott, who a lot of these rappers feel like they're holding themselves back. Like they're shooting low and dragging out their stardom. Like, these motherfuckers should be huge by now. Nitty Scott, you did a BET cypher. You had the platform ready to go. And now we just still see you doing local New York shit. Granted, it's New York and it's hip hop, so that's gonna do numbers, but you should have a project out right now that we can purchase.
Have you seen the BET Awards cypher yet?
Not yet, man. I've been trying not to see it. It's been on my timeline heavy, but I don't want to watch it.
Man, watch it, man. It's a good 9 minutes. It's good.
It's 9 minutes?
Yeah. It's a lot of niggas rapping.
I saw that. The one with Khaled on it, right?
Yeah, got Khaled rapping. Got your boy from...
Hold on. Khaled rapping?
Yeah, Khaled rapping.
Oh, no, nah, man.
You got your boy from Power on there.
What's his name?
Andre.
He rapping?
Yeah, he raps, man. His name's like, what's his name? But yeah, he makes music.
Okay, didn't know that.
You got your Lecrae. I ain't know Lecrae was that tall. He was on it. That Remy Ma, Papoose.
Spit.
They got some spitters on there too, man. Like, it's got your boy Dave East on there. Got your boy, what's the nigga name? Classic Man, he rapping.
Jadena.
Yeah.
Jadena is actually pretty decent too.
Yeah, Bruce, got a lot of people on there, man. Check it out.
That's 9 minutes of spit. Like, are these actual, from what you saw, are these?
I mean, you know BET, you know like Fonte told us, man. They tell you to write something. Some of them are actually freestyling, though. It seemed like.
If you're not including Black Thought in your freestyling, or I don't know if I want to watch it. I just need Black Thought rapping. Most underrated ever.
Hey, man, he ain't got whitewashed the last 3 years, man.
Hey, it's hard to turn away that money, bruh.
Yeah, it's hard. Like, you just been like, you know, just not saying, you know, like, you ain't seen the commercial success like over your career. Like, you was in during the time when money was flowing in the fucking industry. Right. So I'm not mad at them brothers for, you know, doing what they doing, as long as they stay true to themselves, which they do.
Yeah, I mean, they're artsy motherfuckers. So if you put out 9 albums of shit that you think your heads want to listen to, and it does marginal, then you get on the TV show and they say, hey, you can do whatever the fuck you want to, that album's gonna be weird as fuck.
Yeah.
Just like with CeeLo Green. When CeeLo Green was grinding on the streets level, he was wearing jeans and t-shirts. When that motherfucker got paid, he started doing that weird shit and wearing glitter, and that's who he is. That's who he really is. Money doesn't change you. It allows to be more of who you are. That's what the fuck happened. So I don't know, man. I don't know how the fuck we got all the way there. But speaking of money, we got a Weezy story on here.
Yeah, man. According to the blogs and everything, Weezy, you know, everybody knows his little issues with Cash Money, how he wants his money and they won't release the album or whatever. And Wayne's been on his fuck Cash Money thing. He just wants his money, or he wants out his contract, you know. So now Jay Prince, the infamous Jay Prince, said he will get Wayne his money. Now, this ain't the first time Jay Prince and Birdman and got into the arena for some checks, because I know Jay Prince said, you know, he was the executive producer on one of Drake albums. Because, right, you know, that was supposed to be his artist. And I don't know how all that happened. But yeah. So now Jay Prince is involved in, I don't understand the goonery of Jay Prince. Please, somebody chime in. I know he's been a goon for a long time, and he's like the Southern Suge Knight, but he ain't as, you know, he's real quiet. So that might be another thing, that he might be that gangster. Because, you know what I'm saying? Like, so niggas respect Jay Prince down south.
So when he said he gonna get him his money, he meant like, yo, I'm about to go in here and strong arm you your money, or I'm about to write you a check.
Or he's gonna talk to Birdman and get this man his money. So who knows? He an OG, and maybe Birdman gonna listen to him. We gonna find out.
So the stance is like, Birdman has been saying that they good. That's my son.
Yeah, cause Birdman said, nigga, you signed the contract. This contract said you under contract till you 50, nigga.
So, as far as Birdman's concerned, there is no beef, because you got a contract.
Birdman,
no
like, problem. Listen, you might not be happy with the deal you got, but that's your deal. You know what I'm saying?
Sounds like, first of all, it sounds like a dumbass deal to sign.
I mean, he was 12. He signed. Lil Wayne been on the label since he was 12 years old. Lil Wayne's 30 now.
So somebody should have said something.
30. Lil Wayne's like 34.
How do you sign a 38-year contract? We're not talking about albums. We're just talking about...
I was lying about the 50, but I'm pretty sure it was probably something like
that. So, I'm going to give you a contract just based on years, not on what you do. Actually, I would probably sign that
contract. Probably signed a 50-album deal, no, for him.
Okay.
He was 12.
And he was putting out... They weren't putting out an album every week.
Niggas was like, yo, man, Wayne probably... I want to see his Cash Money deal, just to what it is. But he's saying he ain't being paid and all that. Who knows, man?
Well, somebody making money. I mean, you're doing commercials and endorsements.
Yeah, you getting money somehow.
You pouring champagne on cell phones and shit. I don't know. You should be doing something. But so Jay Prince supposed to get involved with this. And has Weezy responded? Has anybody responded?
Nah, not yet.
So it's just another empty-ass promise.
And she is on Roc Nation. It was announced that Rhapsody was signed to Jay-Z's record label Roc Nation July 16, 2016.
July 16th. What's today?
That's September.
Shit. Wait. We ain't got no mixtape or nothing?
Hey, man. You know it takes time to make music.
No, it don't.
Yes, it does.
We not doing shit.
It takes time. To music's all right. Now, she could throw you a little EP out that you can, you know what I'm saying, you know, break it down and dissect in 30 days, and then if you want more, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, it takes time to make music.
How many catalogs of music do you think Jay-Z has right now that he can record on? Just for producers, Timberland and shit, they just waiting on him to jump on something.
Oh, I mean, anything. They waiting on Hov.
Right, so you got the catalog. You announced that you got Rhapsody. How come her ass ain't in the studio before you make the announcement? Like, why didn't this shit go hand in hand? Yo, we got Rhapsody. Here's our first EP.
But you know how Jay-Z is, man. He got to make sure the timing is right. He got to make sure... everything, you know, got to put it out there. Jay-Z don't, he's not going to develop you. He's the Phil Jackson.
Well played.
He's not going to develop you. He just wants you to have good talent and make him look good.
Yeah, but shit, man. This shit, like, he's a businessman. This shit should have been done better. Oh, I know where he's going now. So her music going to be only on Tidal.
She's still on Jamla, though.
So how does this work? She got a joint deal?
I guess she's on Jamla Roc Nation. It's unclear at this time in which capacity she has signed to Roc Nation. There's a label division for artists directly signed to Roc Nation, which includes J. Cole, Electronica. Hold on real quick. One of my kids.
Speaking of people who get money for no reason, why the fuck is J. Electronica still getting money? I don't know. I don't understand this world that we live in, but I hope that we get some projects from Rhapsody. I hope we get to hear some more music. See what's popping.
Yeah, man. So we'll see, man.
But did we have any more music talk?
Look. It's an article by Edwin Ortiz, man.
Who the fuck is Edwin Ortiz?
He used to rap for the Fro. He used to write for the Fro. Now he write for Complex, man. That's pretty cool.
Hey, man, we coming up. How come he didn't bring the team with him?
Man.
He didn't reach back and get nobody.
Is the news editor for Complex Music, man. God damn, that's what's up.
Hey, man, props to you, man, for coming up from the bottom, man. You made it up out the dungeon basement. Now you're living in the penthouse, man. That's what's up.
Yeah, man.
Is that all the music talk we got for this week?
I think it is, man. We did enough, man. That's like 20 minutes of music talk, man.
I got to make sure I get my check, though, because my check is going to be light. I got to make sure I get my fucking money. The BET Hip Hop Awards is Sunday, right?
It's October something.
Okay, so it's probably 2 weeks. Are you going to watch?
Of course.
Are you going to watch live?
I don't know. I mean, I'm going to watch. It depends on when day it comes on.
You know what? Like, this is not even on the outline. That just made me think of this for whatever reason because my mind is crazy. Do you think there's going to be some big demonstration about them kneeling in front of a flag and some shit right now since that's hot? Like, that's, you know what I'm saying? That's the hot thing. Like, I'm watching all these high school kids doing it. I'm watching all these colleges doing it. Clark Atlanta volleyball team just did it. Like, everybody's kneeling in front of the flag or during the national anthem. You think that since the Hip Hop Awards, they're going to do something like that?
They probably will.
That's so corny, man.
And so, I mean, it's getting so, it's turning into a fad. Like, you're just seeing people do it. Like, when you got, like, little league teams doing this shit, like, I'm like, come on, bro. Like, somebody told y'all to do this shit. Like, it's a fad now. Like, you ain't, you know, stand up for the rights, man, if you're going to stand up for them.
And it feels bad saying it like that, but that's the truth. Like, I understand the idea of these kids being woke and making a gesture, but at this point now, I feel like we're keeping score of who's kneeling and who's protesting and who's raising fists instead of what the fuck is being done to change shit. Like, Colin has put it out there for your ass. Okay, I'm kneeling. You motherfuckers came to me. Okay, but I'm still kneeling. I'm donating money. I'm doing this. You know, like, that's the action. We need the action. I'm hearing less and less about the action. ESPN, I'm looking at your ass. Because y'all keeping score of all these motherfuckers kneeling, but you're not saying anything about what's being done. Shannon Sharp is the most vocal black dude on TV right now. And he's on Fox. I don't know how y'all letting this shit happen, but I'm getting tired. Fox let him talk. So you think that's what it is? Like, ESPN is muffling the black protest, the black voice? Yes,
they're like, yo, man, stay out of it, man.
I don't know, man. Did your kids kneel?
No, we don't play the anthem before our game. God damn it.
What did you do to the dog, man?
Probably seen another dog walking down the street.
Alright, so we got TV talk this week. We actually got some shows, a few shows. I don't watch Ballers anymore.
You stopped watching Ballers?
I stopped watching Ballers. Really, like the last two episodes? Of course, I waited till the last minute. I just have no interest in going back. There's no point. Now we've got
God damn it, sorry.
The Rock is panhandling now.
Hey man, he was trying to buy the fucking place, man, but he ended up, the dude after he see when Andre came and made a deal, tried to buy a division, he said, well, your division is worthless without Spencer. And so, you know, that made the man see that Spencer did have some work, so he offered him basically, like, he gonna let him run division, let him buy a piece of the company and let him run it instead of him trying to, you know, borrow money from all his people, panhandling to, you know, get the money.
So, that's what I missed. So, you went from getting fired to being part owner of a division that you already, see, that's why I quit watching. That's stupid as fuck to me. That's dumb.
Went from a worker to a boss, man.
He was a boss in the first place. He came back and begged. So, at this point, the owner... You fired Spence. You fired, what's the dude's name?
No, only Spence was the only one that got fired.
But when they first started, when he gave The Rock the boat and all that shit.
Yeah.
He fired old boy. What was his name? His partner?
Joe.
He fired Joe. Then Spence brought Joe back. Then you fired Spence. And then you brought him back. I don't, fuck that show, man. That's stupid.
Look, Spence had to hit rock bottom, man, to see where he was, man. No pun intended. To see, you know, he signed up to get his hip thing replaced. He got straight with Eddie George because that wasn't getting him his, you know, he fucked over Eddie George for the money. Man, it's good. It's all right. You need to watch it, man.
I'm done. Fuck
still that. Don't know where Ricky going. We still don't know what team he going to.
Exactly. That was what, the second episode of the season?
Might have been the first episode.
And shit. We still don't fucking know. Yeah. Nobody, he's not that good to where they're taking all this time to deal with that shit.
He was debating going, I think he's going to end up in New England playing for $1 million.
How did he get there when he had a contract in Miami for more than that?
Because he had a contract in Miami. Well, actually, Miami cut him.
Right. But the last episode I saw, they offered him another contract for
less. Yeah, they moved some money around to get him there. But then he wanted to get in the Hall of Fame. He said the only way he was going to get in the Hall of Fame was playing with a good quarterback. So he was just like, he wanted to go to New England. He called Bill Belichick up and see if he could get down with them. And they only, you know, he worked out with Edelman and Amendola, I think it was. And they offered him like 1.5 or something like that. So, you know, he got to put his pride to the side and play, you know, for free, basically.
For what? So he can get cut? Like, Belichick will cut you right before the playoffs.
But he's trying to get three. He got 3 good years left. He's trying to get in the Hall, man.
If you could do that, like, if you had 3 years left and you could sign for another team and play, it'd be less money, but it may solidify. Like, you, if you were Karl Malone and Gary Payton, you got 2 years left. The Lakers come calling. We got a shot at getting the ring. Would you stay where you've been, or would you go to that team to get the ring?
Now, in Ricky Jarrett case, he was in Green Bay, then he was in Miami.
So he's got no loyalty.
Yeah, he's got no loyalty. You know what I'm saying? So, but if I had been like in Karl Malone's situation and I didn't think I was going to get a ring, I'd just stay and say, fuck it. But, you know, if I didn't give a fuck, yeah, I would leave.
That shit is crazy to me, man. To see how they do it.
My career was like, if I had a meaningless career in the city for 8 years and I got 3 good years left and the team come, you know, it's that, and I got to make the decision either resign with the home team or go chase a ring, I might go chase a ring, man. Especially if I'm losing a lot. But if I've been winning and had, you know, generally, you know, made the playoffs every year, we just didn't ever get over the hump, I'd be happy with just retiring like that. You know, if I had a good career on a good team, it ain't have to be a great team, just a good team where, you know, we did better than 79 Jeff Fisher. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, fuck Fish, man. Straight up, man. Fuck Fish. So, yeah. 79
team moves.
What the fuck is trash, bro? And now they 2-1.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here. So, yeah, I did watch Ballers. I did watch Power. Holy shit. That's way too much to end the season on. We got to wait a year now?
Listen, I don't like what the writers did. They were doing too much.
Way too much. It was an episode of Empire.
Yeah, they were just like, they did too much. They locked Ghost up, kidnapped the kid, Tommy became the boss. Like, it was a lot going on.
The club still got signed.
Huh?
Yeah, you're right. Is Lala still alive?
Yeah, is the contracts, are they guaranteed now that I signed the papers? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, what's going on, man? That was a lot going on.
So, we got to sit here a year and wait and see what happens. I assume that means Dre is going to step up and run the club situation.
Yeah, because they said the girl liked Dre. So, mm-hmm. I'm gonna start fucking the girl.
So, Dre will probably step up and run the club situation. Him and Tommy don't like each other, but they're going to have to work together because Tommy wanted to move the drugs in the clubs. Tasha, what the fuck is she supposed to do now?
She's going to be wigging out because her son kidnapped and goes in jail. Yeah. So she got to do
something. Right. Tommy, you got to do something. Tommy, yeah. You got to fix it. What's his name? Mulan? Whatever the fuck his name is. He's dead.
He's gone. Tommy's the new Mulan.
This shit is weird, man. And Angela got Ghost locked up.
Yeah, like, ain't she the stupidest bitch in the world? Like, bitch, you complicit in everything I did. Like, you gonna get locked up, too.
Yeah, so she has to be sacrificing herself because Greg is dead.
Yeah, and she really think she did it.
Right. First of all, how did you catch Ghost?
Because she fingerprinted. Cause remember, he climbed through the window.
No, I get it. But I'm saying, if you're Angela and you haven't been able to get him pinned down from anything this whole fucking time, how do you think you caught him if he killed him? Like, if you're smart enough, you would know that he ain't gonna get caught. Yeah. But so now he's locked up as the chick that supposedly loved Ghost at some point. How do you take that man away from his kids?
Hey, man. Hey, hurt women do crazy stuff.
Who's the most hated right now? Because I know you haven't been a fan of Ghost.
I'm not a fan. Who do I hate more, Ghost or Angela?
Yeah.
I still hate Ghost the most.
He's been a savage motherfucker.
Then Angela. So I was kind of happy that Ghost got arrested. Cause I was like, yes, you know, I hate Ghost. And you know what I'm saying? Cause that's what he deserved. He needed to have a little more. He's been skating by so nicely.
And now Kanan is back in the picture.
Kanan's
softening up.
Kanan, cause you know what I'm saying? You know, he was just like, yo, man, this little nigga don't know nothing about nothing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he just living life.
He don't know. Killed his own son.
That. Yeah.
And what's the girl's name?
Shoebox.
Yo, she's treacherous.
Yeah, she's like, yo, kill a motherfucker, right? She was like,
yo, on my TV show Killer List, she just ranked up. Now she ain't killed nobody yet. Well, she killed the one dude, but other than that, like, her treachery is very high. Like, that motherfucker is savage. She talking to Kanan. She made Kanan look a little soft.
Mm.
So I don't know what the fuck's gonna happen. Now we got a year to think about it.
Whole year. Game of Thrones style.
That's some
bullshit. You know what though, Saray? Shameless came back. Well, it comes back Sunday officially.
I can't. How do you watch these shows? I don't know how you watch these shows.
I love Shameless. Shameless is good as fuck.
I can't do it. I don't know. Like, I watch regular shit. I watch Blackish, which is back on TV. I watch Modern Family, which is back on TV. I watch The Legends of Chamberlain Heights, which is on Comedy Central, I believe. I don't know how you watch Shameless and how you watch what was the dude who out the drug show? I don't understand how you watch that shit all the time. I don't get it. Are you still watching Atlanta?
Oh yeah, well, still watching. I started watching. I'm caught up. I watched all 5 episodes.
And how do you feel about the show? Because, you know, it's new, so all the backpackers are calling it revolutionary. It's the best thing on TV, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, yeah, I seen them say that. I mean, first of all, it is a good show. I ain't gonna, you know, nigga, some other's the best show, came on in recent years and all this and all that. I mean, yeah, calm down, people, calm down. Let it cook some, you know what I'm saying? Y'all want to take the damn shit off the pot, off the stove already, you know, crown it. But, you know, we live in that generation where everything, you know, it's the greatest. You know, nothing's been better. But it is a good show.
It's a good show because it's relatable. Yep. But it's not even in the follow the TV style format. Like, it's just, they just shoot a day. It's like they just shoot a couple days. This is the shit that happened. It's not really episodic. The next episode don't really relate back to the first episode yet. It's just kind of like they just shooting it. It's kind of how I feel like if you look at the Friday trilogy, which of the Friday movies you think is the best?
First one, of course.
Really? You think the first one is the best?
Yes, hands down.
I don't think the first one is the best at all.
Then the second one, then the third one.
Nah, I actually like the third one best. Like, I go the total opposite.
You're the only nigga in America that said that.
I actually go the total opposite direction.
How can... Sorry. Oh, whoa. This the part is going on YouTube. This part right here going on YouTube. So you're telling me...
Friday after next, the Christmas episode?
Friday after next is... The best Friday?
That shit is hilarious to me. Yes. Are you crazy? Absolutely. Nope.
They don't even have any quotables. They only had a quotables that 1 and 2 got.
I feel like 1 is a quotable because we enjoyed it. I think episode-wise, like, the shit wasn't even... It's just niggas on the front, on the stoop.
It's a Friday.
It's not hilarious to me, though. I feel like that's a movie that we like because we like the movie.
Stop. It's all right. You're showing your yellow right now.
Man, it happens. I'm just saying. I feel like that's an episode that we like. Like, for me, Friday is the Run DMC episode of hip-hop duets.
Oh, my God.
Like, we crowned it because it was the first. But I don't think...
the best.
I don't think it's the best.
Quotables, hilarity. Man, come on, man. Stop.
I think that...
Part two had Day Day. When Day Day got introduced, that shit was fucking hilarious.
Funny episode. I don't think, like, so the second one falls apart once they start trying to get the hydraulic pump. So that's a good 15-20 minutes of garbage. All of that shit is trash. The No More Locked Doors, that whole gay Aztec warrior shit, them niggas sitting outside trying to feed the dog, all of that shit is bullshit. I hate the back end of that. Friday After Next, I think it's Freddy from start to finish.
My God, man, I don't even remember that movie, man. What happened in Friday After Next, man?
What goddamn Money Mike? You forget Money Mike?
Pinky, way better.
Pinky, what, Pinky way better than Money Mike?
Hell yeah.
I don't disagree with that. Pinky was hilarious.
Pinky, exactly.
But holy moly, it's Donut Shop. That whole shit, hey, man, the security guard singing to the old people singing.
Mm-mm.
Hey, man, I like Friday After Next a whole lot better. It actually has a plot. That whole movie from start to finish has a plot. I fuck with that movie. Mm-hmm. They got the job first because point. Of the jump. They was missing their fucking rent money. That's why they started. That movie makes sense from start to finish. The other
that's
two
same
movies
thing. Sense. Look, the same. The premise was the same in every last one of them.
What's the premise in the first one?
They was trying to get Big Worm money back.
Why did they try and get Big Worm money back? Because about halfway through, he's like, "Oh, we smoked up his shit."
They was smoking the shit up the whole day though.
Craig wasn't even smoking the first half of the day.
Yeah, he was.
No, he
wasn't.
Hit the joint. Yeah, he started hitting the joint later. Smokey had already smoked up his shit.
He was caught up because when he was smoking the shit, Big Worm rolled up on him. You know, even though Smokey was his boy, Smokey fucked up the Big Worm in front of some damn weed. He fucked it up. And then, you know, now, you know, Smokey was like, shit, nigga, we just smoked like 2-3 joints, nigga. It's both our problem, nigga.
Craig said, I smoked half of a piece of blunt with you. Because that was the first time he smoked. Ain't no way he smoked no 2 or 3 blunts. He didn't even roll like that.
But look, Smokey was like, you my boy, nigga. I'm with you, nigga. You know, hey, fuck it.
Right, Smokey put him in some bullshit. That still happened halfway through the fucking episode.
But that was the whole premise of the movie. Craig getting fired, Smokey showing up, Craig getting fired. You know what I'm saying? All that shit was just like, you know, because then that sent Craig up the road for the next movie.
How long do you think it took them to write Friday? Not shoot it, write it.
Probably about a year maybe.
No chance in hell. They probably wrote that shit like on one of our texts like we do. Yo, let's shoot this movie about these niggas smoking and he smoke up his supply and they gotta get the money back. The end. Everything else was ad-lib. Next Friday was a little bit better. Friday After Next had a fucking premise from start to finish.
It was whack, though.
I like that movie a whole lot better.
It was whack.
So that's my favorite fucking movie out of the three. So Friday to me would be the Run DMC. Friday After Next would be Outkast. And you could put a group in the middle. I don't really give a shit. For the second one. Pick a group. Fucking UGK.
Jesus Christ.
UGK is dope.
No, man, sorry.
I'm just saying. So anyway,
Friday After Next is Outkast.
Friday After Next is Outkast. So that trilogy, yes.
Jesus. So you saying then part two is UGK?
Yep.
Dope. Heavily respected.
Yep.
It's just not
and talented. They just not Outkast. But then the first one is because it's a good movie. Run DMC was a good group, but I think that we call them legendary just because they were first. If them niggas came out at any other time, they wouldn't be dope as they are. They wouldn't be as respected as they are.
King of slander. Nigga, slander Friday. I never thought I'd see the day.
I would actually say that Run DMC's Run solo album is better than any Run DMC duo album. Or trio album, if you want to, you know.
Hold on, Run got a solo album?
Jesus Christ. Yeah, he got a solo album.
I don't want no parts of that.
You ain't say it like that though, Brad. God damn. You saying Red K rap?
I didn't say that.
So
I said I don't want no parts of it.
Why don't you want to hear it?
I just don't want to hear Run rap, man. Like, I like old Run was nice.
It's still old Run though. It's not new.
Look, he still rapped like he did when he was like, nah, I don't want to hear that, man.
Yeah, but this is not.
I'm taking the tour across the land. Like, I don't want to hear that, man.
That's what it sounds like. It's not bad.
No.
It's not bad, man. It's not like he came back and tried to do a new style or no shit. It's still Run being Run.
It's like not Master P, like, I wish Master P would rap like old Master P. I don't want to hear Master P using current lingo and shit. Like, that shit just sound like, it should sound weird to me, bro. P, you 50 years old, bro. Rap like a 50-year-old, man.
How does that sound? How does a 50-year-old rap?
I want to hear, look, it's okay. Like, I'd rather some rappers be in fucking, what's the word I'm looking for?
Retirement?
In character. Master P, character. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to hear, I know you still ain't out there killing niggas, selling drugs, riding a Chevy with gold D's, and I understand that, but still rap like that, man. Some of us old niggas holding on to that shit.
But it's old nigga, you've been famously quoted as not wanting to hear old niggas rap. You don't want to hear no Chuck D. You don't want to hear no KRS-One.
No.
So, but why does Master P get a pass?
I mean, certain rappers can stay in their, character, like Cam'ron. I don't want him changing. Who else?
Who 50, was
50? I wish 50 never changed. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that's just it.
So how wouldn't you, why would you not want to hear black liberation rap from KRS-One and Chuck D? Intellectual rap. That's not, that has nothing to do with, because
they probably going to put a whack beat behind it and I ain't going to want to listen.
Now that's fucking good point. There's something about intellectual rap that has a shitty beat. Like, can you not rap with bars and have a dope beat?
Just do an acapella, nigga. Make it a spoken word, nigga, and it'll be a problem, nigga. Don't fucking put no beat behind no old ass. Oh, that shit nice. No, it's not. That shit whack. Like, straight up. Like,
it's fucked up, man. It's fucked up. What episode? Update the people about what's going on with the Tom Brown Gladiators.
Well, folks, Tom Brown Gladiators took the field Tuesday night. Tuesday night we faced the Levy Titans, and as y'all know, the Levy Titans are undefeated for 3+ years. And after the game Tuesday night, they are still undefeated for 3+ years.
Damn.
My boys came out there, you know, I was doing my best job to coach them up, get them hyped, but I don't think they understood the hungriness of the team they was playing. Like, that team they were playing straight niggas. Like, you know what I'm saying? So right then, my boys come from 2-parent homes. You know, I might got a couple white kids on my team. You know, my kids don't know nothing about that struggle, nigga, the EBT struggle. They don't know nothing about that. But them other kids out there, I mean, first play of the game, kickoff, nigga. One player ran, like, I mean, it was just, they was kicking the ball off, we was receiving. This motherfucker took off and he had a 10-yard sprint straight at my nigga. My nigga ain't see this nigga coming. Fly! I mean, just laid my nigga out. I felt the wind when this nigga ran by me, nigga, so I know he hit a nigga hard. So that was the first play of the game. Then we called like a little dive play. Nigga blew the play up. Boom! Hit my running back. Next play, hit my other. Like, so they systematically were just taking all my niggas down, man. And then next thing I know, man, oh man, it was 14-0. They scored on 2 punt returns. And yeah, my team was fucking just, man, they beat the shit out of my team, man. They beat us up, punked us. They made it, you know, so my team was scared. They played scared. And at the end of the game, man, it was one play. Like, they was up like 36-0, nigga. And they called some little motherfucking play. All I know, it was Crackback City, so all right. I looked on the field, nigga, it was like a movie scene. I had 6 niggas just laid out on the ground. 6. I counted them. I said 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It was Crackback City, right? And so I ran out there to the ref. I said, look, ref, play a safety, right? I said, the ball 20 yards down the field. Explain to me why I got 6 niggas laid out way back here. I said, they were just out here just down, just teeing off on my boy. So I said, if you're not going to protect my players, I'm going to take them off the field. So he was just like, if you don't get right there, I'm going to throw a flag. I said, man, I don't give a fuck about that flag, man. I care about my players, man. So he threw a flag on me. And I said, man, fuck that flag.
Damn, you get put out?
Threw me out of the game, so all right, man.
Damn.
Yeah, I lost my cool, man. You know, I got tossed. You know what I'm saying?
Damn. So now what's their record?
We on 1-1. That was first game this year.
Oh, this is your rival team.
Yeah, this is the team that, you know, always got my number, and they still got my fucking number, man.
God damn.
Oh, this is going to be, you know what I'm saying, got my number changed. Nah, nigga, he still got it.
That's it, man. So the season's over, right?
Nah, man, we can run the table and play him again in the championship game. We just got to run the table, man.
God damn, man.
Resolute, you know, I mean, look, at least we got the worst team out the schedule. Now the rest of them, goddamn.
Cream puffs.
Not cream puffs, but you know they ain't them. You know what I'm saying? Man. I feel good about us because, you know, we had our little scrimmage last week. We won our scrimmage game 12-0. You know, in 20-minute game. You know what I'm saying? We scored. We was moving the ball of these and everything. So I guess my boys, you know, I tried to tell them, like, look, man, you gotta get Saturday out your mind. That game over with. Y'all playing some real niggas. You know what I'm saying? So yeah.
God damn, man. Speaking of playoffs, how's the fantasy league going?
Fantasy's going great. King Germ and the what's my team name this year? Oh, Game of Thrones. We're 3-0, first place in the league, running shit. You know what I'm saying? GQ Blue not doing too bad. He would have been doing better had he dropped some niggas on the team and changed his roster up. He left for, who was that he left on the bench last week? I talked my shit to him.
Yeah, you sent the text message.
Yeah, then the nigga still got Ronnie Hillman on the team. Ronnie Hillman ain't even in the league. Like, why is he on your team, bro? Like, why you still got this nigga on your team? But I know GQ Blue out there getting his activist on. You know, it's a lot of cop shootings out there he be visiting. You know what I'm saying? They said he's going to take D-Ray place. once D-Ray stepped down and take this job. So, you know, look for GQ Blue to be running the Black Lives Matter movement.
He definitely ain't gonna wear that fucking vest, though.
I mean, he might, man. Hey, look, he gonna get it tailored and shit. He gonna take it to his little agent. Get it tucking in a couple so it'd be fitting.
And it'll be made out of, like, satin and some shit. You know, that D-Ray, he wearing that, that shit is like an actual life preserver vest. GQ is gonna have one out of suede or some shit like that. Paisley. Be a Paisley vest.
I flew to China and got these made by a silkworm. You know, the worm makes 1 yard of it a year, and it costs 3,000 per square inch, whatever they call it. Yeah,
mm-hmm. It's gonna have a cigar pocket on the inside.
Yes,
and like a flask for some fine bourbon. Mm. You know, that's how you do
aged, that. Aged bourbon.
Speaking of bourbon and bougie shit, you got to keep it 100 for this week.
Yeah, man, keep it 100 this week, man. I don't fuck with bougie black shit, bro. Jesus Christ. That's why I don't watch Blackish. Why I don't watch Insecure. That's why I don't do a lot. I don't fuck with black shit, bro. I'm sorry, Saray. I ain't talking about you. But it's certain bougie black shit I just don't get down with, bro.
Wait. How are those bougie?
It's a bougie black show, man. Safe. Like, nah, man. If I want to watch a black show, I want to watch a black show. Everybody Hates Chris. That's black. You know what I'm saying? Cosby Show, that's bougie. I mean, at the time, it was the only thing we had. But if that shit came on today, we'd be like, man, look at these bougie ass niggas. We wouldn't watch the Cosby Show in 2016, bro.
So you
bougie black nigga, man, stay the fuck out of my way, nigga. I don't like y'all niggas. I was hanging out with my wife the other day. We went to some little gathering she had with people she worked with. You know, I show up. You know, I'm 100% nigga. You know what I'm saying? So I hear these niggas talking. Oh yeah, I just bought this it was 12.5. I hate when they don't say that shit around me. 12.5, like nigga. Golf. They'll talk about golf and they just always like niggas. Them bougie niggas always talk about what they got, man. Nobody give a fuck about what you got, man. Nobody cares, man. Look at your hairline, nigga. That's what you don't got.
So bougie black shit is affluent shit?
Not affluent. It's just a lifestyle. Like if you fucking wear like them fucking like you know the bougie black niggas, they'll wear like their polo shirt tucked in with some shorts, nigga, and little you know the little braided belt, nigga, and they hair brushed backwards, nigga. No facial hair, nigga. Oh god, the boat shoes, no socks, man. You know that guy, man.
Oh my god. Nigga just went off 12.5. Who the first one? Who says that?
Yes, that shit's so. I heard him say it. I was like, he was like 29.9. I was like, ugh.
He's the real Black Alex P. Keaton.
Ugh, that shit pissed me off, man.
Damn,
man. Did you see the new Saab? Like, what the fuck, nigga? Saab? Like, what nigga talking about owning a Saab? Like, man, get up.
Damn, man. So you said that you don't watch Blackish because it's bougie. I guess.
Don't watch Insecure. It's bougie.
It hasn't even come on yet.
The first episode is out.
It's streaming, but it's not on TV.
Okay, but isn't it based off the Awkward Black Girl sitcom?
No,
shit?
It's just the same writer.
But she stole all the jokes from this. It's based off of it. Still, that shit was. I don't like that shit. I don't like that type of black people shit. I don't like it.
So the only time you want to see black people on TV is if...
No, it's not the only time I want to see it. I just don't like seeing that type of black person on TV.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So you don't like seeing affluent-ass black people on TV?
Not saying affluent. Every black person ain't got to go through the struggle. But you ain't got to be that, you know, that black person. You know the way they talk. You know, don't make me say it's all right.
You got to say it. You got to define and outline
you know the way
shit
they
for
talk,
the people.
All right. The ones that, you know, like they the only black person they hang around, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, they might have a circle of, you know the black person I'm talking about.
Say it, man.
Okay, playery type. Just the damn. You know, I don't want to start using examples, man. But you know what I mean, man.
God damn, man.
Very playery, man. I just don't deal with the bougie black niggas, man. Like, they too good to eat like, the hood spots and shit, man. I don't fuck with niggas. I mean, what? Keep the bougie black.
What if the place in the hood ass black spot is really fucking scary?
What is it really? Why are you scared of your own people?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out.
I would only be scared if I was white. And I'm like, I'm not going down into the hood spot. Nigga, I'm white. Somebody might fucking rob me. But if I'm black, why am I be scared to be around black people?
Hold on, man. So you saying that if it was a fucking a restaurant that people keep, like, your boys keep talking about, but it's in the fucking projects.
I'm black. They ain't gonna fuck with me.
So you think that people in the projects only get fucked over by only white people?
Them the outsiders. That's what I would be scared to go if I was. But I'm black. I'm not scared to go nowhere where niggas at, man.
You're nowhere. Also an outsider if you're not from that motherfucking area.
But still though, listen, I wouldn't be scared. Is all I'm saying, man. If I go to Chicago, I'm going to Harold's, nigga. I'm saying, yo, which one the best Harold's, nigga? They're gonna be like, yo, on this one, I'm going.
You're not tucking your chain in or nothing.
The fuck? I don't wear no chain. I don't want no hat either. I want these waves to be shown. You know what I'm saying?
You wearing your good Jordans?
Yeah, all that, man.
You wearing all your good Jordans in the whole nine. That's how you rolling.
Yes, all that.
So if you go to the Blue Flame, you know where the Blue Flame is?
Yes, I do.
And you got a chain. And you got your good J's. You ain't got no strap.
Mm.
You going to the Blue Flame and parking.
Yeah.
Without your strap.
Without my strap.
And your good J's on.
And my good J's on.
I don't know about that one,
but. But see, I carry myself like a real nigga, so niggas ain't gonna really fuck with me like that, man. That's the thing I be trying to tell niggas, like, you gotta carry yourself like a real nigga, and niggas will see that, and they be like, oh, okay. You know what I'm saying? But if you walk like a little sucker, duck ass nigga, you know what I'm saying? You look like Be Easy with some khakis and a gray shirt on and some fucking Puma shoes on. They gonna get your ass. They like, yo, get this nigga, bro.
I went to the Blue Flame. I wasn't prepared at that point. You know, I was in college. Didn't have
fucking sandals on, man. You can't show up in Birkenstocks. Didn't have goddamn cut off jeans and a fucking.
First of all, you are all your jeans are cut off. Stop it, sir.
Excuse me.
All your jeans are cut off.
I mean, maybe, but right, I mean,
so stop it. That's real nigga shit for you.
Yeah.
So I can wear cut off jeans.
I do got a pair. I got a lot of pair of cut off jeans.
Exactly. That's like what you're supposed to do with them.
I'm like, yo, I'm gonna make them shorts anymore. Then they get tattered on the on the leg part. Man, that shit is dope.
That's when it's the best.
Yeah, and people are like, yo, why you rock them shit? I'm like, why not?
Like, that's how it's supposed to go. Like, I don't understand when jean shorts went out of style, but I don't really give a shit. I just bought another pair like last week. I don't give a fuck. I'm wearing my denim shorts. But I've been to the Blue Flame. First time I went, didn't know shit about it. Didn't know shit about Bankhead. I had a good time. I made it out alive. It was a good thing. But I don't know that if I'm in a strange city and you can tell it's fucked up, then I'm rolling out with my chain out. Does that mean I'm scared of my people? Because I feel the same way if I go in a really affluent-ass white area, I still feel funny.
Oh, you should feel funny over there.
Why should I feel funny over there?
Because you're an outsider. You should feel nervous over there.
I'm an outsider too if I ain't from the fucking projects.
But you blacks are all right.
I feel like niggas will check you if they want to check you.
And then you be like, yo, bro, shit, man. You know, that's when you show them you're a real nigga. You just like, oh, shit, man. I ain't saying you break off like, what, fool, nigga? Nigga, OG Lope, nigga, rolling 60s. Nigga, I fuck your bitch, nigga. I ain't tell you say nothing like that. Just be like, oh, my bad, bro, shit. You know, then, you know, they be like, okay, you know. They see it. I mean, niggas, you can talk to niggas. As long as you know how to, you know, the lingo, you'll be all right.
If a nigga walk up to you and say, what size shoe you wear? What's your move?
I'm going to say, your size, nigga. And I'm swinging.
Right, then it's all right. You fight out the gate.
Oh, hey, look, nigga ain't going to punk me now.
You fight out the gate.
Yeah.
What if they ask you that question, you with the family?
Oh, man, I'm keep walking because they ain't talking to me. I'm with my family, bro.
You don't think it's some savage niggas out there that say that shit to you?
Oh, yeah, but look, that's why I keep the peace on me, man.
Hey, man, it's tough in the streets, man. You know they're trying to take your guns?
Hey, man, I seen this little magnet you can get put in your car. You can just have your gun. Like, you can have it right there by the leg part, you know, with the dashboard under the dash.
Yeah.
It's like a magnet they put right there, and you just put your gun right there. It's like a holster for it. So, you know what I'm saying? Niggas come up, you just grab that bitch down and boom! You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
So, do you ride with your piece?
Do I ride with it?
Yeah.
Again, it's all right. You're not qualified to ask me that question.
God.
And I'm not qualified to answer. All
right. So, let me ask this another way. Are you more fearful or less fearful of having your weapon on you and you get pulled over?
More fearful.
Right. It's kind of fucked up right now.
I'm scared now. Like, I have to keep it Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really be nowhere where I need my gun. You know what I'm saying? So when I do ride with it, I have it, you know, it'd be locked up. It'd be in a little case so that way I ain't got no problems. You know what I'm saying? There ain't nowhere I can easily access it. Like, but if I feel like, you know, we riding out, it's late night, we going to the club or something. Oh, that bitch is handy because, you know, niggas are stupid these days. I don't want to have to shoot nobody, right. But I don't want nobody to be goddamn shooting at me, though.
It feels weird because I feel as a black man in this country, I feel irresponsible for not having a weapon. Like, I feel like that it's war on us, and I feel like I'm not responsible if I'm not able to protect my family, like Killer Mike said. But at the same time, I feel like there's enough fear out there and enough bullshit that just having a weapon justifies somebody killing me.
Mm.
So what the fuck do you do? Like, I don't have kids. It's just me and my wife.
Yeah.
But if I had kids, I have no idea how to exist in this country. I don't get it. And props to you new parents out there, too. My wife's friend just had a baby. She is now a 37-year-old grandmother. Yeah, that's fucked up. You should be a grandmother before 40, but that's how we do.
Oh, the new age grandmas are grandmas at 30 now. What are you talking about? The grandma age has moved down to like 33.
How? So you have a kid when you're 16.
Okay.
16 years, that put them at 32. 16, you probably pop out another baby. That would be early. Yeah, goddamn.
Yeah, the grandma age is 30 because if you have a baby, if you're a teenage mom, your baby probably going to be a teenage mom. That's just how it is. Because you and your kid grew up together. So you're going to be a little lax. Y'all going to be friends. You know what I'm saying? You can't say nothing to her. If she start fucking at 14, 15, you was fucking at 14, 15. You know what I'm saying?
So niggas are right now, dudes is able to smash the mama and the daughter. Legit. Like, this ain't even a porn thing no more. You could legit smash some mother and daughter. We might have to ask B-Eazy that. He might know that. That sounds fucked up. 37. And her daughter is... in her case, her daughter is 20.
See?
So 37, you could smash 37 to 20.
Yeah. My boy was in Vegas. He was just like, yo, some lady was hitting on him. And, you know, he bought her drinks. And next thing you know, another chick walked up. And she was like, oh, this is my daughter. And he was just like, shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's like, the mom was like in her 30s. The daughter was in her 20s or some shit. And I was like, damn. Like, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah.
Did he do it?
He got the daughter number. I told him he was a fool. I said, you should have got mama number. She looked nasty. She probably was nastier.
He should have got both. You should have got both and shot your shot. Did they live together?
I don't know. They was in Vegas, man. You know, they probably was lying.
He shouldn't have been any numbers. They should have just went back to the hotel room.
Exactly, man.
Yeah, he fucked that all up. Well, I don't know why you get numbers in Vegas. Vegas, you just do what you got to do.
But I guess that's the part that we're not qualified to talk about, seeing that we're not. Yeah, like, we don't know nothing, but we ain't out here on the front lines. Like, why wouldn't you get a girl number? Like, why? I mean, out of town, maybe. Look, the long-distance relationship thing do be, you know, I wouldn't waste my time with a girl outside my city limits like that. Like, especially if, like, too far away. Like, nah, bro. Like, nah.
I don't know. I mean, I did it. But I'm also a weirdo. You know what I'm saying? So, it should work for me. 12 years later, we're married.
Okay.
You got your winners and losers for this week?
My winner this week, man, I wrote it down. I changed it. My winner this week was Tim fucking Tebow. Why is he my winner? Not because he went to University of Florida. Not because he won the Heisman. Not because he led our team to 2 national championships. Not because he's one of the greatest college football players of all time. He's my winner because on his first at-bat as a baseball player, he hit a fucking home run. Like I told y'all niggas, don't doubt Tim Tebow.
Okay.
Because every time you doubt him, he'll prove you wrong.
Okay, slow down. This was a single A.
Give a damn. It's all right. He hit a baseball in 9 years, nigga. And the first at-bat, he hit a home run.
But it's a single A. Like,
Look at God.
This single A is where most people who will never sniff the baseball field start. That's where they play. These cats will never make it to the pro level. The dude that threw it probably was working bagging groceries the week before. Like, these dudes will not make it to the pro level.
Hater.
I'm just saying. Like, let's just slow down. Like, the fact that
ESPN was there. We know that he can hit a ball, man. That's all that matters.
You can hit a ball, too.
Nah, I couldn't hit the one over the fence like that. I mean, I did hit a home run like 2 years ago off of, I was at baseball practice with my son, and kid threw one, he threw me a nice little fastball. I took it over the fence, man.
Same thing. It's the same thing. So you and Tim Tebow are the same. Is that why you cheering for him right now?
I'm cheering for him because y'all niggas hate on my man so bad, and he's just proving y'all wrong. He gonna make a roster, man. Trust me.
Now that he hit a home run, he probably will. If I'm the Mets, he would have made the roster the first day.
Tim Tebow probably told him, put me at the lowest level, let me work my way up.
Aren't the Mets in the playoffs?
You don't want to work as hard as me. You'll never see nobody run as fast as me. You never see nobody hit the ball as hard as me.
if I'm the Mets, and right now I'm looking at I got the wild card. I got one of the wild cards sewn up. I'm adding Tebow to my postseason roster.
No, you don't do that. You let him work his way.
Nah, no. It's the playoffs.
No.
It's one roster spot. It's not going to hurt shit.
Nah, man.
He might not get in the game. He might be a pinch hitter. He might be a pinch runner.
Man, let him work his craft, man. Don't do that. Don't turn him into a sideshow.
He is a sideshow. This is the only reason.
You're trying to turn him into a sideshow.
Stop it. He is a sideshow. He's 29. He's making his break into the pro baseball leagues. They're selling single-A jerseys. He is a sideshow. That's why he got signed. I'm bringing him to the postseason roster.
Home runs. Michael Jordan hit a home run for a while. He was a sideshow.
Michael Jordan was a sideshow? Michael Jordan is the show.
He was a sideshow.
Jordan was also at a higher level baseball than Tim Tebow was.
Barely.
Was it Triple A or Double A?
He went to Double. Yeah, I think he went to Double A.
Birmingham. The Barons? The Birmingham Barons? Ain't that Triple A?
It might be Triple A.
Fact check, because if that's fact check, I need you to never speak them two names together again.
Come on now. He only went to the Birmingham Barons because they were owned.
I give no fucks. If it's a higher baseball level, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah,
we need to get the fact check on that. Birmingham Barons. I need to know if this is single or if this is double or triple A.
Double.
It's double A.
Yeah.
That's a higher level than Tim Tebow?
Yeah, but like I said, we only know Jordan was, come on, man. The only reason why the Birmingham Barons still are alive is because of Michael Jordan. let's be honest.
You're going that far?
Just like the Poughkeepsie Polecats, they'll be gone. You know what I'm saying?
It's like one of the oldest baseball teams, bro. Stop it.
They would be done, though. 1885, the motherfucker. If it wouldn't have been for Michael Jordan, they wouldn't have made it to the... Man, look, that team would have folded. They would have had a new name. You know how they do. We went from the Greensboro Bats to the Greensboro Hornets. Now we the Greensboro Grasshoppers. Like, what is up with these minor league teams and the names, man? The Savannah Bananas. I said, what kind of bullshit is this?
Now, that is horrible. But they've been around since, like, the 1800s or some shit. Like,
1885.
Yeah, so there's no reason that the team would be folded if it wasn't for Michael Jordan coming to them in the 90s. Like, that's not accurate.
Look, they just got a new stadium built, man. I'm telling you, bro.
How are they reaping the benefits now? They're not selling Jordan jerseys.
Man, you probably still get you a damn Michael Jordan jersey at the motherfucking...
You stupid, man.
45.
You stupid, man. Tim Tebow's your winner. Who's your loser?
My loser this week is so easy to pick one. Be Easy.
What'd it Be Easy do?
Man. All right, man. As y'all know, man, Be Easy got like 12 kids, right? So kid number 12, he's punishing kid number 12 by not wanting to have a birthday party for him. And this is his first birthday. Be Easy like, nah, man, he's only turning one. What the fuck is the point of having a birthday party, decorations and all that bullshit? I was like, because a nigga turning one. He ain't gonna remember this shit. I said, nigga, it's not his motherfucking fault. You got 11 other kids besides him. You know what I'm saying? So you can't just not have a birthday party. I had a birthday party for all the other ones. I don't see the point in it. It's stupid. But that's not his fault, nigga. Like, this nigga need to have a birthday party. So Be Easy, my loser, for not wanting to have a birthday party for his kid. He feel like this shit is dumb. I told him, look, man, just go Chuck E. Cheese. Sit at the table. Buy a cake, let the nigga play in it, get presents, and dip. That's all you gotta do. Don't invite nobody over three, none of his friends. Be Easy, like, he don't have no friends. He's one. And I was like, nigga got friends, bro. Like, 1 year old got friends, man. Somebody that baby mama, they play with all the time. He gotta have friends, man. Like, come on, man.
You sound like an active parent.
I am, man.
Like, this is, I totally agree. I also, let me say this for the record before I agree with Be Easy. I don't have any kids, okay? So take that into account.
Look, kids can't talk, man. Shh.
I'm just saying.
It doesn't matter.
I agree with what BZ said. He's one. He's not going to remember that shit. You get him a toy, he's more likely to play with the box than the toy. What's the point? Make that third birthday or that fourth birthday when they actually remember shit, when they walking and talking. Dope,
man. You have one, five. You got to have birthday parties at 1, 5, 10, 13, 16, 18, 21, 25, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100.
This shit is so ridiculous.
Yes, man. And after you turn like 100, or after you turn like 75, you gotta have a birthday party every year.
Because you never know.
You never know.
Because you never know, man. I don't know. I'm actually with B-Eazy. B-Eazy's my winner this week because I agree with that logic. I guess the Rams are my winner this week too because you won a game. It wasn't pretty. But you won a game.
Doesn't matter. It's a win.
I guess.
My boy doesn't say win, but it wasn't pretty. It says win.
I guess Fish is finding out a way to do this shit. I don't understand. My other winner this week is Carson Wentz. Like, you weren't even supposed to be starting this season.
Hey,
dudes out there doing it. 100 passes, no interceptions. Can't be mad at you right now, bro. Props to you. My losers this week. I don't want to pick on RG3 this week because it's not really his fault. But, bruh. You get injured again? Like, I meant to talk about this last week. First game in the season, he ends up getting his shoulder injured. He's done for the year. Is this the end for RG3? That's two season-ending injuries, right?
Hey, yeah. I hope it was the arm that he got the tattoo on from that new white girl.
Oh, savage. Come on, man. That's not right. But is that the end for him? Is his career over?
Let's hope so, man. I'm getting sick of him, his face, everything about him, getting him out of Cornball brother number one, get him out of here. Hey, we need them niggas to disappear, bro. All you cornball black niggas, get the fuck out the way, nigga.
You said you tired of his face.
Yes, man.
Damn. What's your opinion of Cam Newton this week? Of Coon Newton?
Fuck Cam Newton. All right, look. Whew. He scored a touchdown last week. And when he was going to get a ball away, it was a black kid in a number one Cam Newton jersey. He bypassed the black kid and gave the ball to the white kid. Cam Newton, if people watch, Cam Newton only give balls to white kids, bro. He do not give black kids the football. He goes out of his way to get the white kids the football. And people can say, well, it ain't that many black people at games, so that would be the reason why he only gives the ball to white kids. Only white kids go because, you know, ticket prices. Like it's poor black people all over the place. We got bougie black niggas everywhere. They got money.
But you don't like them either.
I don't like them. But I don't want to see them get dissed. Like, look, at the end of the day, I still, look, you brown. I don't fuck with you, but you still brown. So I got to deal with you. But I don't like you niggas.
So if you Cam Newton and you run into the stands after the touchdown, and you got a black kid sitting here with his polo shirt tucked into his shorts, or you got a white kid sitting here with a dirty face and fucking Cam Newton jersey, but it's dingy as shit, who are you giving the ball to?
I'm giving it to the little kid with the dirty face and the Cam Newton jersey on. You know why? Because I benefited personally from him buying that jersey. The kid with the little khakis on and the glasses, and no, he's not getting shit.
So you giving the ball to the white kid too?
I mean, no.
I just said the white kid is the one with the dirty jersey.
But I get that. He got my jersey on because I benefited directly from him. Black kid, I'm just going to give him that little look. Like, maybe next time, nigga.
Damn.
This little kid keep aggravating me, man. Let me see what he wants.
This kid ready to get picked up? Are you coaching tonight? You got practice?
Yeah, I told him 5:30.
Hey, man, the kid is ready to go.
Yes, sir.
He's ready to go. So I guess that means we need to wrap up the show anyway.
Yes,
it's
sir.
About that time.
All right. Yeah, people, never give kids your phone number.
Hey, that kid is ready to go.
One of my nephews got a cell phone. This nigga like seven, 8 years old. This nigga called me like 3 days. Nigga, I blocked his motherfucking ass. I said, yo, man, block this number, nigga. I told my son, take my number out of his phone. this nigga got it. I mean, he was texting me like pictures of just, hey, Uncle Jeremy. I'm like, what the fuck, man? Like, what the fuck? Like, yo, like, stop texting me these useless bullshit. Like, what are you doing?
He like you, though. Is his father around?
Yeah, but I don't, nigga. You know why he bothered me? Because he don't want to bother his dad. That's why they gave a 7-year-old a cell phone. Like, what 7-year-old need a cell phone?
Shit is weird nowadays, man. Like, kids are just different.
Yeah, man.
I don't know how this shit works. Like, I remember when I finally got a pager, I had a car to go with that bitch. Like, that's when you get the pager. I don't understand what you're doing now with that shit.
Because I know the struggle by having getting a page and having to pull over to a payphone and call that number back.
Nigga, fuck, you skipping a step. Finding quarters.
Yeah.
You had to find a change.
Quarter.
And if you was in the wrong part of the hood, that you know, that germ ain't scared of, making sure that this ain't the payphone where everybody get took.
Wiping the payphone off because, you know, they ear dirty as fuck. Like, yo, if you find a payphone, take a picture of that shit, bro. I ain't seen one in a long time, nigga.
When was the last? You know what? I don't know when the last time was I saw a payphone either. Good point.
Like, yo, like, what the fuck, man? Them shit used to be every fucking way, nigga.
Yeah, legit. Like, even to the point where if you got a page and you didn't call back, like, nigga, I know you passed the payphone.
A payphone, nigga. Like, what? I mean, we used to go to the payphone and call the chat line just to get the little 1 hour free code or whatever. We go to different payphones, get the little, we call the chat line. Get the little free little trial, 1 hour thing, and then, you know, for doing happy hour. This shit was crazy. Chat line used to be crazy.
God damn, payphones. Holy shit. What other show is talking about payphones right now, 2016?
Hey, man. No, nobody. It's the Frocast, man. You got any shout outs all right, man?
Do I have any shout outs? No. You know why I don't have any shout outs? Because why? These people don't fuck with us.
Damn.
These people don't fuck with us, man. We got a few people, you know what I'm saying? We got a few people that actually tweet us and shit like that, but the rest of the people that we shout out, they don't fuck with us.
Okay, well, we ain't shout nobody out, but the niggas that fuck with us. So, Ruler Myself getting a shout out. Absolutely. RT3 getting a shout out.
Absolutely.
Who else?
Short T
gets a shout out. Ruler, it was Rick James, bitch, gets a shout out.
Absolutely.
MJ Money IS, who's a bitch, he gets a shout out.
Damn. The light skinned Kanye gets a shout out.
Yeah, Sue taught me or something like that. Some name CG taught me or something like that.
Yeah, TZ or T, you know,
TZ, yeah, something
like that. Shit. TZ taught me or some shit like that. Of course, the staff. Be easy.
Yeah. GQ. Fuck, be easy.
Damn.
Be easy. Just the man learned how to cook chicken and rice this week, man. I'm proud of him, man.
Like, okay, but wait, define cook. Food.
Hey, look, chicken and rice, man. He like cooked chicken breast on the George Foreman grill and boiled some rice, man.
You gotta be careful with that chicken breast on the Foreman. Like, if you do that shit for 7 minutes, it's gonna be horrible.
What you mean?
Like, if you put it on there too long, it gets dry. The shit, because it rolls.
But chicken breast, yeah, you gotta marinate this shit, man.
You think he marinating already?
I'm trying to teach him, man, slowly but surely.
He ain't marinating. He probably took that shit straight out the wrapper.
I bought some seasonings. I said, what kind of seasoning, bro? He like garlic salt. I said, that's not a seasoning, nigga. That's salt, nigga. Like, what the
fuck? Is that all he used, though?
Yeah, garlic salt. Like, what? Nah. Nigga, like, you ain't no pepper.
Did he wash the meats?
Like chicken, man. He cooked that tasty chicken.
Did he wash the meats?
Speaking of that, man, anytime Tasty do a dish, man, read the comments, man. That shit had you dying.
Wait, what do you mean? Oh, off the Facebook post?
Yes, man. Yeah. They did like a chicken, broccoli, and cheese thing. It was like, so you just gonna cover the chicken with cheese and think, add like that's some seasoning. Like, you know
what? Yeah. I watched that shit. I started realizing, like, hey, they're not doing any of the seasoning. They just chopped the shit up real nice. The video looks great. But I'm like, hey, we skipped the whole step. Seasoning.
Yeah they throw like cheese. They just throw cheese and bacon on something. There's no, they
put it in the crock pot 30 minutes later. It's delish. No, the fuck it's not. You put some scallions on that hoe and that's not. Nah, bro. Mad Static. We got to give a shout out to Mad Static.
Mad Static.
JPM.
JPM.
Gotta give wherever a shout you are. I don't have many other people on here that actually fuck with me on the Twitters. They let me know what's cracking. RT3 is the eternal shout out. Papa Dash, Daughter Dash. Is that it? That's like our regular crew.
Keeson Brown, man.
That's staff.
His name is Cease Taught Me. Yeah, that's the light skin Kanye. I'm just going through the ads, man.
That's how we should do our shout outs from now on, the ads.
Yeah, man. If you add us, man. Shout out Storm the Gate, man.
I would at the motherfuckers that's Fro Horseman, but I think I got fired, so I don't think I'm supposed to at y'all no
fuck
more.
Fro Horseman.
I think I'm beefing with y'all now.
You are beefing, man. Man, they got rid of you, man. Face it, man.
I got to be careful when the only person that I can associate with now is Germ, who always gives me the most shrapnel. Like, I have battle scars for fucking with Jern. And now this is my only tag team partner.
Hey, man, but you know what? I ain't gonna turn on you like them other cowards.
You turned on me in the middle of a comment.
I turned on you, so all right.
You turned on me. This is the reason why I'm yellow now, is because you turned on me.
No, it's all right. That, nah, man.
I think you still friends with that nigga, too.
I mean, look, we had our difference, but we talked it out like men. And that's why I'm saying, like, I'm saying, you know?
But y'all differences led him to be saying fuck you to me.
I don't understand how that got in there. I'm just saying, man. Like,
I still say it's one of the funniest shit ever, bro. That shit was so fucking hilarious to me. I said, how the fuck did this happen? Yeah. So anyway, man, that's the show. It's been another episode of the Frocast with your man Saul Wright, aka the Black Alex B. Keaton, aka Shupak Shakur, sitting in with King Germ, the most electrifying motherfucking podcasting today. Yesterday and forever. We will holler at y'all next time on another episode of the Frocast for NappyAfro.com. We out. Peace.
Oh, one more thing, sorry. Shout out to all the 1-2-3 challenges going on Facebook. Loving it.
The 1-2-3 challenges?
You know, the lady's posting up the 3 pictures and telling you which one, you know, you like. You
know, oh, that's why she posted that.
All the ladies doing it, man. They everywhere. So sorry, follow one more on this. Yeah. You know, I mean, you know.
I don't, you know, I'm married.
I know it's all right, and I got to let him most of his friends go because he's in this political battle right now, man.
I have lost a lot of friends, yes. But that happens, man.
Yeah. But the 1-2-3 thing is going around. All the ladies looking nice.
Hey, so out of the one that we both know about, who did you pick?
Oh, man, the black and red dress, man. That's like one of her, you know.
That's the one.
Side. That was three.
What was the one?
One was like... It was one she was like had on like some jeans, and one was like
that was
she,
two.
So the third picture.
Can't be mad at you for that, man. We'll holler at y'all next time. We out.
Yeah, peace. Man. Peace.
NappyAfro.com.